Side Radio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala, we're live from Derry. It is our final day here today. But we're not just done yet. We're bringing you through our morning this morning. Last night, had a couple of experiences, some of the festivities that happens in Derry for Thursday night.
Oh yeah, we got ourselves well acquainted with the place, well fed and watered.
But hey, we were up early this morning. Fionnuala booked us in for another 8:15 breakfast, isn't that right?
I was making sure that we had enough time to get settled, get a good clear run at the day, as has been said.
If you ever want a woman for a 8:15 breakfast, Fionnuala Corbett is your woman.
Oh, I'll make sure that you're there and good and ready, because then we had to make our way from the Everglades Hotel into Derry City, and where we met the lovely Charlene. Now, Charlene's the daughter of the late Martin McCrossin, who I think she said it was 27 years ago had the vision to see that Derry could become a place to attract visitors from around the city and indeed around the world. He set up Martin McCrossin City Tours. Today, Charlene accompanied us on its Derry Girls Walking Tour. We saw the beautiful mural by UV Arts. We visited Pump Street. Mm-hmm. We had a chat with Charlene as well. Starting off by asking her to describe what it means to be a Derry girl.
Oh, it's a state of mind. It is a state of mind. You can take the girl out of Derry, but you can't take Derry out of the girl. Derry girl, of course, just being, you know, from this city, having the humour, having that good old Irish humour, the Derry humour, and having the good sense of community with all our people here in the city. That's what it's all about, being a Derry girl.
We can get the passion from you as we walked around on the Derry Girls Walking Tour, because as you said, you grew up here, you're invested and you're immersed in the community.
Yeah, I really am. You know, I'm a proud Derry girl, born and raised. You know, the school it's portrayed is the school that I went to. And I grew up during the difficult times of the city. So I was born in the late 80s. So I was very much like a ceasefire baby. So as you see how far this city has come in that short period of time, you know, and how much we have went on leaps and bounds. You would have to be made of stone to not be passionate about this wonderful city that we have here and to see how far we've come.
What I've found over the last few days that we're here, you're so grateful for tourists being in the city. Mm-hmm. Well, you go to other places and it's like, they nearly grunted you. You come to Derry, it's like, where are you from? What are you at? How long are you here for? Oh, that's not long enough. You have to go here. It's amazing to see. You're so grateful for people to come to your city.
We really are. Well, you have to remember that we didn't have a lot of visitors here for quite some time as well. So when they started coming in, we welcomed them with open arms. And we have such a connection here in this city with people from all over the world. You know, we can connect any story here in the city with countries over the world. Everybody has a connection to Ireland and to this city especially. So we just love our visitors here. We want them coming in, spending money, of course, and going and walking tour by ourselves.
Yeah, and anyone that pulls out cream horns out of their bag for us of a Friday morning, you know they're passionate about visitors coming.
Oh, I know.
That's definitely a winner. We're here just coming to the tail end of August. We're going to ask you to look ahead to October, because Derry is all about Halloween, I believe.
I can't wait. My costume is in planning as we speak. Now, I just can't wait. There's going to be so much events here in the city. I just hope that they're at a full scale this year. Even if they're not, I have every faith that it's going to be as fantastic as ever. We just love Halloween here. It's our favourite holiday. Everybody comes in from all throughout the country. If you're not already booked to come in, make sure and get on it.
Tell us, where can we find you if anyone wants to look up about a tour, to book you?
We are Martin McCrossin City Tours. So on Facebook, we're under Martin McCrossin City Tours. I'm at City Tours Derry on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also go on to our website, DerryCityTours.com.
If you come to Derry, apart from walking with yourself, doing one of the tours, one more thing that you have to try.
Visit the Guildhall.
That's it.
Guildhall, definitely. Beautiful.
Charlene McCrossin bringing us around on the Derry Girls Tour this morning. What an absolute delight for a real life Derry girl to bring us on the Derry Girls Tour.
She was clear to see the enthusiasm she has for doing it. She said she just absolutely loves being out and about. She loves getting to tell the story of Derry, and now that she can incorporate the story of Derry girls into it. And she was talking a lot about how, you know, she went to, was it Thornhill College?
Yeah.
She believes that the school in Derry Girls is based on that and the experience that the students would have had there. And yeah, she's just an unbelievable woman.
We went on the tour with Charlene using the Visit Derry Pass, and for a day it's £25, for 2 days £30, and then it entitles you to the Bogside History Tour, the Martin McCrossin City Walking Tour that we just went on with Charlene, St. Columba's Heritage Centre, Siege Museum, the St. Columba's Cathedral, the Guildhall, the Museum of Free Derry, Tower Museum. Like, go for the 2 days is what we'd say, three ideally if you could manage it. visitderrypass.com and you'll find more information about that, or if you come into the city centre of Derry, here from the Visit Derry Welcome Centre where we are for the past 3 days, you will be able to purchase there and go on your merry way. day walking around the city.
Please do allow yourself enough time, because I'm not, you know, it sounds like a cliche to say, but we've been trying to squeeze everything in. There is some stuff on the itinerary that was with the best of intentions, but we're just like, lads, we're trying to get here, there and everywhere. We've been loving it. But if you are going to visit Derry, definitely don't leave yourself short of time.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Nora. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.